Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, no Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees. And in the U.S., you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Your gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, do. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Allah.
Allah. The creator. I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day, night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground. Durant Sean.
And welcome back once again to none other than Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 48. For those sending in music or anything like that, you can send it to EMAXX. RADIO@gmail.com, emaxradio@gmail.com. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation acronym for music activism and news. Now you can Facebook Joseph Motley, JR period. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. For those listening online at Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com, hey, feel free to use the 646-478-0944 phone number, such as the 216-400-216-609. Also, you can YouTube Joseph P. Motley Jr. or YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. Both of those pages have so much material. It's just nice to see how progression has continued on. Three quick disclaimers for you this evening. Disclaimer number one, you get info on the show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you have something to say, you can always call back and press one. Now, what I need to do is give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday of music and entertainment. We will start off with the tie with the East Cleveland Democratic Ward Club Christmas party tonight, as well as also number 10, you could Facebook pre-Kwanzaa message and listening Hardy from Sheriff Kilroy. We'll get to that in a little while. Number nine, you can Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic Christmas Party. More on that in just a little while. Number eight, you can Facebook Greater Cleveland Impeachment Rally tomorrow at 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 3615 Superior Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114, Suite 44018. Whistleblower T-shirts will be there. Number seven, you can Facebook the first annual Ugly Sweater Fashion Show Toy and Food Drive, which was at Chandler Park Building last Saturday. Number six, debuting, you can Facebook the, like I say, you went from number seven to number six, you can Facebook, it's a debut. A Purple Christmas, all prints, all night at the Touch Supper Club, which was, of course, the past yesterday. That's it, last night. Number five, you could debut, you could Facebook the Trump Pence Out Now! Exclamation point. Rally and March Downtown, CLE at Counted the Money Giveaway. More on that in just a little while. Number four, you can Facebook Grassroots Holiday Appreciation 2019. More on that in a little while. Number three, Facebook the First Annual XP Awards Banquet. More later. Number two, debut Jerron K. Smith came to C-Town. And more on that in just a little while. Debuting number one was the money giveaway at the Galleria the past Saturday. More on that in a little while because a lot of these just go together. I need to get some other news out of the way. First off the bat, definitely rest in peace to Dave Tollivers of Men at Large, sister Verdell Monique Smith, also the niece of Lynn Tolliver from Just the Two of Us on voiceandradio.com now, but a legendary show in its own right. The homegoing service was last Saturday in Gaines. Now, also rest in peace, Myra Simmons wanted me to reach out to a lot of people. She told me to hug and kiss my mom, say hello to Black House Sounds. Myra Simmons, who helped and held the East 93rd Block Party all of these years where Black House Sounds performed at the Rocket Ride Food. They're going to do something again this year, but her mom passed away. Funeral services for her mother, Lily Simmons Memorial, is this Saturday, December 21st at 11 a.m. at 3303 East 93rd Grace Missionary Church. Before I go to some of the other phone lines and people who are on the phone, I'd like to also get out of here and just let people know that Dr. Benet Brooks, president of the East Cleveland chapter of the League of Women Voters, they had the League of Women Voters East Cleveland Chapter Holiday Festivities last Saturday at the East Cleveland Library, which was located at 14101 Euclid Avenue, Historic, Flies the Red, Black, and Green Flag, December 14, 2019, and it was held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the History Room, where their special guest speaker was State Senator Sandra Williams. The topic was State of Ohio's Women's Suffrage Centennial Commission to honor the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage. I do want to also put out there that tomorrow, Prosecutor Mike O'Malley, Solution Community Conversation. So for those who want to talk to the Prosecutor Mike O'Malley, it's tomorrow at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time from 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 6815 Euclid Avenue, 6815 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland Heights, Cleveland, Ohio. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44103. That's 6815 Euclid Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103, because you all keep on bothering me and saying, I never give you any information. So I'm doing my best to give you some information. I also want to let people know, last but not least, if you choose to, you can check out Life Obstacles, which is Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Common Sense Radio Show, which is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. MC Chill Talk, which is Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. WERU 1490 AM, that's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Now, let me go on with the show, and let me go to that 216-400. 216-400, am I giving you enough information, or are you still not satisfied? Talk to me.
I'm still okay.
Okay. So what's happening?
Oh, boy. It's just a whole lot of things.
I hear you.
Yes.
So what would be your word for this evening, since there's a whole lot of things happening?
of the borough. I'm trying to think. Would have to put this something that's sharp sticking out. And they have to try to grab that thing or whatever and take it, you know, to the Lord in prayer.
Take it to the Lord in prayer. All right,
that
now.
That is true,
thank you
yeah.
so much. And definitely feel free to hold a line. And thank you so much for listening. And as we, before I go to the 216-609 or 216-255, I should get out there and tell people that, because I'll let people know, I'd get into it in a little while, the open mic Christmas celebration is this coming Saturday, December 21st, 2019, at Friends Fellowship Bible Church at 17325 Euclid Avenue, Suite 2190, Cleveland, Ohio, 44112. Come join in a time of food, music, fun, and fellowship. Keep your child warm for the winter. Free coat giveaway. Time is 1 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Anthony J. Wiggins, Progressive Pastor, Ph.D. For more information, please contact Brother Joe Motley. That's a 216-703-4685 that they placed here. Brother Carl Powers III at 216-820-3222 with an 820 and a 216 to start it off. To donate coats of money, contact Pastor Anthony J. Wiggins, Ph.D. at 440-381-5251. The sound man will be Black House Sound's own Joseph Motley Jr. There'll be performances throughout. Because I was asked, I guess I will have to do a special performance as well. I'm looking forward to that particular event. Before I do anything else, I will say I thank you all for at least tuning in once again. I'm hoping and praying that everybody has an excellent remainder of this evening. Before I go to the 216-609, I'll tell you what. They probably want to tell me, bah, humbug, forget Christmas. So I'm going to go to 216-609 to hear what's on their mind. 216-609, how you doing?
Motley, how's it going? The founder of Black House Sound. I'm calling in for the event. I mean, to talk about the event on Saturday.
Okay.
I like the fact that you let the people know I am a sound man. So if you do come to the event, and you want to sign in for the open mic portion of the Christmas party / open mic, make sure you have a CD. If you do want to do the phone thing, we have a cord for that. But far as a flash drive or anything like that, you will have to provide your own laptop. So I'm going to say that once again, if you show up with a flash drive, you will have to provide your own laptop. Other than that, I was just calling in to check the vibe of what's going on right now. And other than that, I'm just happy that y'all last event, I made it out my situation for the ones that was at the last event that's listening. God came through and I got out of that situation. And so I'm so blessed and happy about that.
Other than that,
come on out to that open mic if you feel that that's something that you want to do this Saturday. Once again, we will be giving out coats to the young people. Food will be free. And then
wow.
on top of that, you will also get entertainment for free. And if you want to be part of an open mic, you can be part of that. If you want to go in karaoke form, if that's what you want to do, that's called open mic to us. You can do that. If you just want to bring your children to get a coat or a hoodie, you can do that.
Okay.
If you show up, I guarantee you, you'll have a lot of fun. So once again, I thank you all for listening to me. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music. And can't wait to see you folks on Saturday. I'm the founder of Black Ops Sound, Joe Legacy.
Peace. And I appreciate that phone call because, man, it was like an interesting, did I say interesting event, because I am so thankful that my brother brought that up, because you happen to have the first ever, if you looked at it on Facebook, it was the first annual XP Awards banquet. It was last Saturday evening. It was a special thing at the Dialogue Center, 15415 Kipling Avenue. The doors opened up, you know, at 6 o'clock. Now, here's the thing. The master of ceremonies was Harry Boomer from, of course, CW 43 Focus, which airs on Sundays at 6:30 a.m., and he's also the Channel 19 news person. And it was nice because XP, which was xeroderma pigmentosa, which was a genetic disorder where there's decreased ability to repair DNA damage. So the genetic disorder, it's just decreased, meaning you cannot repair DNA damage such as that caused by ultraviolet, UV light. And symptoms may include severe burn, sunburn after a few minutes in the sun, freckling in the skin, dry skin, and changes in skin pigmentation. So Dantes Taylor, XP Society, only one in our region who has that xeroderma pigmentosum, contracted that, and it was discovered around the age of 11. 48 surgeries. You hear me? 48 surgeries, and he's still going strong. So at the program itself, you had people such as, if I'm not mistaken, Brother Roz Solo. You also had the keynote speaker, Ernest Harris of the Federation. Alfred Porter Jr. was to do one song. We'll get into that in a little while. He had the Mandora, Spiritual Singers. And Dantes Taylor presented the Peaches and Garcias Award to Art McCoy Jr., Founders Award to Donald Walker Brown, Activist Award to Sister Alanda, the XP Award to Joyce Hood, the XP Award to the Mandora Spiritual Singers, the XP Award to Dantes' mother, and then it was a tribute to Dantes Taylor. Excellent meal. It was a beautiful thing in itself. And some of the others who showed up, if I'm not mistaken, Brick House Wellness, also Major Taps, as well as it was nice that Suave Gotti filled in for the particular performance I was going to do. And I have to give credit where credit is due, because you also had Mr. Carl Powers III, LSD was in the house, Black Lives Matter Cleveland. So you had a lot of different entities in there. A mishap happened outside, and we had to help stranded motorists. And, you know, when you have things laid out, it's a teachable moment. If you have enough people doing enough things, you're not needed. And so since Dantes Taylor and I, along with the creators, helped work over that schedule that you just heard, you didn't need me to do my one song, because I was definitely needed outside help. And that's what we did. I want to thank people like Mr. Powers, Sister Londa, you, Donald Walker Brown, and Brother Ernest Harris, who came out to do their best to assist, as well as Carmen Classy Lee. Just you do what you have to do when you have to do it, and then life goes on. But don't worry, y'all. There'll be some other times that you'll catch Harry Boomer along with Man in the Streets, for the simple fact he'll be coming into the Black on Black Crime meeting to at least talk during February, Black History Month, about Black journalists. I also want to at least throw out there to everybody, trying to get rid of some of the things I usually would, so I want to let people know that 15415 Kipling Avenue, that's 15415 Kipling Avenue, with right off of Ivanhoe, you can reach us by the number 1 or the number 37 or the number 28, which reaches Euclid and, of course, Ivanhoe. The other two buses reach the St. Clair East 752nd Ivanhoe intersection. And join us on a 7:15 p.m. meeting. This week, Charlie Bibbs talks about what we should be doing next. as well as a black agenda for 2020, and we'll hear about that red, black, and green flag from Brother Kahar. Now, having said those type of things, I do want to say that this evening was the Stephanie Tubbs Jones Health Center, second floor community room, for the 26th annual holiday celebration from the East Cleveland Ward Club with city leader Nathaniel Martin. It, like I say, it was nice. It was on the second floor. It was held this evening because on the 19th they wouldn't be able to make it because it is the, I'll say, executive committee meeting of the Democratic Party to see what decisions will be made on which candidates they will support, yada, yada, yada. But this evening was very nice because you had so many people come through. It was an excellent thing. I might get to some of the other people, but it was nice to see Judge Dawson, Judge Laura Gallagher, Judge Cassandra Collier-Williams, the new East Cleveland Council people, Corinne Stevenson, Juanita Gowdy, those two back in the back cooking and feeding people. It's a new day in East Cleveland for the candidates that at least on this program, our staff selected, and boom, they won. Richard A. Bell, who is definitely running for Judge of Common Pleas Court. You also had quite a few others. It was very interesting. If you take a look, some people like Brickhouse Wellness, Jim S. Shakespeare, MC Derek, Big Twan. It's kind of interesting that when you see Counsel at Large Nathaniel Martin and Taiwan McGee, precinct committee person, and MC Derek doing the Soulja Boy Crank That. It's a very interesting evening indeed. It was so many, I will say, candidates that showed up. It was a beautiful thing that at least people got a chance to meet, greet, talk with candidates. I'm going to go to the, before I go to 216-255, let's get rid of the fact that you can Twitter Alfred Porter JR1, Instagram JR period Alfred Porter. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Also, you can Facebook Kent and Angelica. The web page is blackonblackcleveland.com. Facebook, I am a Superwoman Radio. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceatradio.com. What trouble am I going to get into tomorrow, being that I'll be off for the next couple of Tuesdays in a row? Oh, trust me, I've got some things to say. And then Facebook, Alfred Porter JR period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. Let's go to that 216-255. You're probably saying you're giving too much information. You're giving up too much of the game. 216-255. How are you?
Hello, good evening. I'm doing fine. Sometimes you have to get in the holiday spirit, and we did that today at the Justice Center, singing holiday carols from the second floor of the Justice Center with the Coalition to Stop the Inhumanity at the County Jail. So we had we started out with Silent Plight, sung to the tune of Silent Night, of course. And this is,
wow,
speaking of violated rights, all's not calm, all's not bright. Drowning in silence in the county jail. Families are crying to no avail. How do you sleep? How do you sleep in peace? Then we went on to We Wish You Do Your Job. That's sung to the tune of We Wish You a Merry Christmas. We called out, bring us Michael O'Malley or bring us Armin Budish or bring us Judge Russo. And let us be clear, we won't go till we get some, you know, we won't go until we get some bail reform next year. Oh, speaking of bail reform, we did bail reform coming to town. Bail reform is coming to town. So that's all on the Facebook page. We got escorted out after two songs and sung the rest on the front steps of the Injustice Center. And it was a good time, you know, to got a call, you know, do the holiday spirit and bring justice. So there was that. I don't know if you got time to hear about last week real quick. I could tell you I posted a video.
Go ahead, please.
30 seconds.
Go ahead, please.
I'm sorry it was conflicted with the hip-hop workshop.
right.
Saturday afternoon, you know. But Hip Hop Workshop owns half the Saturdays, and Peace in the Hood owns the Thursdays, all right? Blackout Black Crime's got the Wednesdays. I know. But once in a while, we got to jump on a Saturday. And we had the Break the Grip of the Two-Party System, Al. We had Steve
coming
in from Baltimore, Maryland, and other cities and states, California, San Francisco, speaking about single payer and Medicare for All. Nnamdi Lumumba from Baltimore. You know, Baltimore and Cleveland could be sister cities because we've got the same issues going on, gentrification, police on black crime, injustices in the jails, and all of that. And Nnamdi talks about building power. And I posted that on Black on Black Crime page group a few days ago. So check it out. And we also got Kevin Z speaking on building power. They were our luncheon speakers. And it's excellent stuff. It's like, wow, let's do this. We can do this. So, you know, it starts with feeding people too, you know, because people got to eat. But let's organize at the same time. That's what it's all about. And, you know, I think the Black Panther Party did that back in the day too. So take a little bit of knowledge from those days and those folks. Anyway, so we're going to do Caroline again. Call me. I don't want to broadcast it yet because it's going to be a little bit
no
of a
problem.
Surprise. Call me 216-255-1576. Call or text Don here, and I'll tell you Thursday where we're going to be to sing some carols about they're called the Justice Carols for Justice at the Cuyahoga County Jail.
Love it. Thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you. Enjoy. Take care.
You
happy
do the
holidays.
Same. As a matter of fact, happy holidays to you as well. As a matter of fact, before I go to the 601 phone line, I might as well get certain little things done out of the way. And my thing is, for those who didn't hear about it, we are looking to have on December the 19th, that's a busy evening, but hey, pre-Kwanzaa message. It's on Facebook, the pre-Kwanzaa message and listening party from Sheriff Kilroy. Now, here's my thing about that, because so far I heard that Brother Ernest L. Smith, Lady Prophet, HJS, even Mama Kilroy will be there, Mama Porter, and there's a reason why. So a lot of people did receive the invitations, and I'll tell you why. It's because after careful thought, consideration, and advice, Alpha Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy, will have a listening party. Parenthesis, a listening party, no performances, stick with the definition, a.k.a. listening first for the CD. He's the producer, I'm the MC, by Harold Stallworth and Sheriff Kilroy, which will be released as hard copies December 26th on Kwanzaa, because the CD is an anthology of messages, and that's what Kwanzaa is. It's a lot about messages and what you believe in anyway, some of which was on HGS Music Company's Black Man Army soundtrack, the Black on Black Crime Inc. Hit Workshop 10-Year Anniversary CD, and the Plain Dealer Years book soundtrack, all three put together by Big H. Now, we'll open the doors at 6:30 p.m. where we'll play some of my personal favorite songs by MC Chill, Johnny O, and Source of Crew, as well as Suave Gotti That Influenced Me. 7 p.m. we'll play about an hour of message music from my favorite personal group with the message Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, followed by 15 minutes since we have to do something for Black on Black Crime. I believe we'll hear or have something from Brickhouse Wellness, as well as we'll play personal 6 songs for the 17-song CD. I know there'll be whistleblower T-shirts there as well for sale, copies of the new release, and I do have to have a lot of give backs from throughout the years to people who I feel were there for me. See, I'm not bringing in people who have encouraged to have me on the radio as an activist or as an on-air personality. This is strictly for supporters, people who have at least throughout the years helped me promote my music, who allowed me to perform, who added me to their shows, people who put me in their studios, and others who defied the logic when they said message music was corny and played out. So, you know, international management of, you know, Shakespeare worked with me to constantly remember that although I'm searching for a fan base outside of my region, I do have many people who have supported me throughout the years that aren't fans. I call them supporters because they were there for me. And other outlets, especially the fact that I've had 2,000 views on the song called Ohio Pride, which is a single for that CD, as well as the fact that there will be a major announcement of the release date, as well as what's next for Alfred Porter Jr., a.k.a. Sheriff Kilroy in music, which will make a little bit of sense once you hear it. And I just want to say that I feel very humble and thankful for supporters because I'm a hobby rapper who just enjoys making use of my talent to have fun and provide a message. Creator-driven as always. I want to go back through to the phone line and thank those people who have been on the phone line, support me, listen to the program, all that kind of good stuff. My thing is I am very thankful to have you all tune into the program. For those who might have missed it, my thing was you had the Grassroots Holiday Appreciation 2019, which was on Facebook. American for Prosperity hosted a Grassroots Leader Appreciation Dinner where all guests were boots on the ground leaders for 2019. Although all who attended Angie Soul Cafe last Wednesday at 3400 St. Clair Avenue, Northeast Cleveland, Ohio, 44114, had a free dinner, dessert, drink, and winners included Dontez Taylor, First Lady Red, Jones Joe of Father's Lives Matter, Angela Y. Davis of Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Brenda Jacobs and her husband, Donald Walker Brown, Jade McCoy, Art McCoy, Doreen Burtz, Dolores Gray of Brickhouse Wellness, Man in the Street, Rhonda Hills. We all received a Christmas present, certificate, planning book, as well as a book that's called, hold on, The Good Prophet by author Charles G. Koch. And others who were there included Charles E. Bibb Sr., Dorian Blair, D from EC, and many more. Judge Marilyn B. Cassidy stopped through. They ask everybody the same question, and which is, what were we proud of in the past year, and what do we look forward to in 2020 to our first year of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, owning our own headquarters, having our own mortgage to pay off, and number two, learning to listen more. Those were my great accomplishments. The second one was personal. The first one was organizational standpoint. 2020, what I look forward to seeing is what's already started, more unity. Let me go to the 601 area code. They're probably calling to tell me that they're going to the House or Senate to start impeachment procedures against this show on a Monday. Man, that's kind of like mean, but okay, I'll accept it. 601 area code, how are you doing out there?
You know, you tickle me each time I call you. You know that, right? You tickle me. First, it was the bill collector. And then now, you know, I'm going to try impeachment proceedings against you? Never, brother, never. You should be in Congress trying to make some sense on what's going on. But how you doing, brother Porter? How you doing?
I'm doing well. One thing I can say, I appreciate you as a candidate. You have an excellent sense of humor. Please reintroduce yourself to anyone who may be new listed. Who are we talking to?
Yes, my name is Michael D. Landingham. It's like landing the plane, then going ham once you get there. That's how you spell my name. I'm running for president. I'm locally from Cleveland, Ohio. And I want to I had a lot of people ask me, well, why haven't we heard from you? Why haven't you been in the debates? Well, honestly, the reason why is because my life has been threatened. For the past year, and I did an anniversary piece on Facebook about me and Donald Trump. And so I needed confirmation in order to know what's really was going on, so I didn't want to put myself out there as a target to be easily gotten, so to speak. So I'm the only candidate right now that's being under investigation by the FBI and Secret Service. Because of Donald Trump.
Wow.
I've been talking about this for a year. I waited for the right time to bring it out because, you know, the United States president you know, he's in a whole different cloud, right? So there's no reason for somebody like me from my realm to say he's threatened my life. That's not a normal thing that happened, but this is not a normal president.
True.
This is not a normal administration. This dude is like a kid in a candy store, and or you know he's in the candy store, and he's very dangerous about his mind work and how he thinks. And for him to come down to someone like me and to bother me and threaten me with military hardware in Cleveland, which Cleveland police called the FBI,
wow.
I waited patiently. I waited on the FBI to get back in contact with me. They still are having an ongoing open investigation. Secret Service did contact me and come to my house on October 9th at 10:24 in the morning and told me it was him and told me what I can and cannot say. And I looked at them. I'm like, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but when you threaten my life, you don't know who you're messing with, period. My words can mean more devastating consequences than the weapons that you have in your arsenal, which you don't even know how to use, Mr. President. So for a year, I've been waiting for somebody to get in contact with me, and people more now understand. Now they believe me. Before, when I started mentioning about this, they were like, oh, yeah, right. You need some help. You need to get the help and whatever. I'm like, look, I know what I saw. I know what I saw the helicopter, and I know what he texted me. And I know what the response with the Cleveland police did when they called the FBI. So as long as I know that, then no matter what everybody is saying, it's just all about catching up. And now the American people are catching up to see what this president is all about. If he's willing to lie, cheat, and steal, just like my grandmother used to raise me and told me, if you're willing to lie, you're willing to cheat. If you're willing to cheat, you're willing to steal. If you're willing to steal, you're willing to kill.
Mm-hmm.
And this president meets all those qualifications, period, point blank. But overall, that's the reason I have to run. And my message today for everybody who's listening is that hold on. Have strength. Keep hope alive. Keep believing in what our parents taught us about equality and about standing for what's right and about showing everybody love and respect. Don't fall into the trap where everybody else, all the noise is out there, because that's the only noise that you hear. Doesn't mean it's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I always kind of figure out, I don't know where to go. I always pray to God, and he gives me my answer.
Yes, sir.
So no matter what your situation in life, pray. Pray. I don't care what you're the top is on the top of the food chain and the bottom of it. Pray. God will answer your prayers. But overall, people ask me also about my run. They say, "Well, this is unorthodox. You don't have any experience." My experience is in knowing how to relate with people. I know how to talk to people. You know, I have friends on both sides of the aisles: Republican, Democrat, Trump supporters, and non-Trump supporters. You know, I tell them both sides what I care about. I tell them the side with the Republicans. With them, I tell them I don't like him because of his actions, not because of who he is, because of his actions. And if this was any other president, this was Obama, y'all would have been in line step with what I'm saying. But you let color and party determine what's right and wrong. And so that's the format of why I'm running and what I'm trying to change. And as somebody in the other call said about two-party system, and it's kind of hard to change from the system when you're outside yelling at the gates. First of all, you got to try to get inside the gates to try to appeal to people and show there's a better way to move forward, a new idea. And we ain't have new ideas since FDR, honestly. But as a presidential candidate and someone who has been threatened by the President of the United States, this is way bigger than Joe Biden. You can forget Joe Biden and Ukraine. This is Russia and President Trump. And it's already been – they're investigating it right now, and I ain't supposed to say anything. But I don't care, because the people need to know what's going on, period. And if we don't, 240 years of what we went through in slavery, what we try to show that we equal in our rights in this country, the crack epidemic, and how they try to bring down the black American family.
Yes.
To stop this black-on-black crime and show that we can unify, show that whatever was told about us was wrong. It's, everything's on the line, and a lot of people are not realizing that. We need to get out of our PlayStation. We need to get out of our footballs. We need to get out of our basketballs. We need to get out of our ordinary lives that we think that is everything is happy, and realize that is a clear and present danger to our democracy. that he doesn't mind killing and killing us all to keep his power. I'm tired of keeping my mouth shut, so somebody better go ahead and help me out here. Period.
All right, then.
This president is dangerous.
You know
so
something?
Everything you talk about, Mr. Porter, is absolutely right. What we need to worry about are our local officials in D.C. and Cleveland and whatever else that's not working for the people. Yes, that's included. But if we're not concentrating on the bigger picture that's surrounding that, our main government is corrupt. And we're alienating our allies around the world, NATO and all that other stuff. Without NATO, we won't be where we're at now, I tell you that. And so we need to concentrate on the bigger picture at the same time, because as we're fighting each other, look at this impeachment stuff. You have the Democrats, they're in their duty of office. The Republicans see the same effect, same proof, and say it's not real, it's made up, it's because we hate them because we lost the last election. I think they forgot the midterms because they lost the House. So the American people are changing their thought patterns. So they're not even bringing that up. They think the American people are stupid, the Republicans in Congress, trying to play on both sides. And I'm telling you, they're dancing on the dangerous precedent on standing for something that America has defeated long ago with the Nazis and with the fascism and with the communism, and want to endure that because they're afraid of American improvement with racism and with racial tensions and coming together as a unified at one people under one God. They're afraid of that. And that's the old generation always afraid of change. But to step out and try to destroy the future of children and this great institution, which is called America, there's no excuse for it. And there's no excuse to excuse this president for what he does, no matter color or party. If he does wrong or she does wrong, any person in power that does wrong, you must check them. But these Republicans are not willing to do anything. And that's why my candidacy is so important to the people. You can look at Pete and Joe and all the rest of them, Bernie. But they're fragmenting their party. They're not trying to put everything together to try to unify. But my job would be to try to unify even the party, because if I can help unify the party, especially what I did with my own family, which has some historical factors in government, then I can do also with everybody else, as long as I have love, compassion, and God in it. That's the next leader that we need.
Before we go to some other phone callers, I need your information. And that way people can at least follow and push out for it.
Yes, sir. I'm on Facebook, Michael D. Landingham. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L, middle initial D. Landing a plane, like L-A-N-D-I-N-G-H-A-M, and like going ham is ham. So I'm on Facebook. My movement is called All Lives United, The Movement. I've spoke at the Republican National Convention. All the video stuff is there. Just follow me. I do live shows and posts almost every other day. And you'll like what I say, especially what I just spoke now. You'll definitely like what I say. And like I said, we just need unity. I'm heading out to Iowa next month. And all the donation information is on my main page of my name, Michael D. Landingham, and All Lives United. So donate, help us get to Iowa, help us show the Democratic Party and America that there is a better option out there. And that person, his name is Michael D. Landingham. And we greatly appreciate your support.
Thank you, and I look forward to at least pushing forward and watching what you do consistently. May you have an excellent remainder of this evening.
And yes, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays and Happy New Year to everybody out there. Y'all be safe out there. Just enjoy yourselves, spend time with your families, and just enjoy, okay? Happy Holidays to you.
I mean, may you have a peaceful and blessed one as well. And definitely, telling the truth, Michael D. Landingham, like landing a plane and then going ham. Some of his posts have been so inspirational, lets you know that why some people would be concerned if he were to get in office, because he's talking about empowering people. As a matter of fact, once again, I'll let people know about the Black on Black Crime, Inc. headquarters, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. which the meeting's every Wednesday, 7:15 p.m. You have youth and family marriage counseling by appointment. Pastor Ernest Harris, 216-835-9704. Survivors, Victims, and Tragedy Grief Support. Judy Martin, 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repast under 100 people. Inquire at 216-804-7462, 216-280-3580, 216-253-4070. They have space, pastor, flowers, floral arrangements are by Maddie B's Flowers, 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. Wow, did they give Harry Boomer a beautiful Christmas wreath. I will also make sure that I have this coming Wednesday. Won't have it for much longer, though. The End Arbitrator's Bias in Favor of Police. Due to persistent arbitrator's bias in favor of police and they're deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public, we the underlying advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. Committee for Social Justice, and let's go and see, since we had that person on the phone line waiting for a little while, let's check out the 216-632. How are you this evening?
This is 632, and I'm doing wonderful this evening. How are you, Brother Al?
I am doing excellent. Oh, wow. This is going to be special. Talk to me. Hold on. Radio station operator, author, where do you want to start?
Well, I want to start with following up on the last conversation or the last broadcast that I heard of yours, and it was talking about our sister Samaria Rice, and I was trying to figure out where I saw this article, and it finally dawned on me that in the November issue of Essence magazine, she is pictured as one of one of 100 black women who advocate for change. And I feel really, really proud to have a sister from Cleveland, you know, showcase is such a powerful woman in this country.
Wow.
You know, sometimes we think that we don't get recognized and we get looked over, but really we don't. We don't. We sometimes we have to look a little harder to find where we're at, but we don't get looked over as much as we think we are. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read this piece really, really quick.
Please.
And it says,
go ahead.
Samaria Rice. This mother of the movement has been fighting for racial justice since her son Samir was killed by the Cleveland police in 2014. This year, Rice created the Tamir Rice Afrocentric Cultural Center for Inner City Youth as a way to honor her son's life. That's amazing. That is absolutely amazing. She's doing good. I don't know how good you can do after the loss of a child.
Right.
She's not letting his death go in vain. You know, she could just be sitting around in depression, moping, and feeling sorry for herself, but she's not. She's getting out and she's doing things and she's making things happen. And what she's done is placed herself, like I said, if anybody can go back and find it, in the November issue of Essence magazine, page 135, you'll see her face. And you'll see the script about her. And I felt proud. I felt really, really proud of that. And that's basically the major thing I wanted to talk about, because I know how you've advocated for Tamir and Samaria and what Black on Black Crime has done to help her. You know, you've been a great supporter. You talk about, you know, all the people that support you. You hardly ever talk about all the people that you support. Whenever there's a vigil, whenever there's a incident in this city that need us to be represented, you're there. You're there all the time. And you know how I know? Because I see your face. I see your face on the newspaper and on the television, on social media. And that says a lot for you. That says that you're doing a good job. And spread it around. We talked about you, you know, taking some time outside of the city to see what's going on out there. And I'm still waiting for that. I'm still waiting.
You know something, because you said that, I will do that. I will.
Okay. Yeah, because even Superwoman needs a break every once in a while. So Sheriff Kilroy needs a break, too. Okay.
You are so right. All right. I'm going to take you up on that particular offer and do that just because I know the Creator spoke through you. So can you let people know who you are?
Yes, my name is Tina Hobson, a.k.a. I am a Superwoman of the award-winning I Am a Superwoman Radio Network. And I will be back up and running the first of the year. I'm looking for new and different ways to come at you spiritually. And it takes time sometimes. And most of the time it takes money to be able to do that. So anyone who's willing to support me financially with a one-time gift of any amount, I surely, surely will appreciate it. Your girl is doing this one-handedly on a very limited income. So my Cash App address is $Superwoman3053. Superwoman3053. And like I said, any amount of a one-time donation or contribution or offering, whatever way you want to call it, I would surely, surely appreciate it. 2020 is going to be a better year. 2019, I'm still alive, but 2020, I'm going to start to live. 2020, I'm going to start to love again. So it's one thing to be alive.
I appreciate it.
It's another thing to live. And I can admit that I haven't been living much, but I'm going to make that a New Year's resolution. And I don't usually make them, but I'm going to do that this year. I'm going to be a better me in 2020. And that's the best I can do. One day at a time.
Amen. Thank you so much. You just made my evening. You really did. Thank you
so much. I'm glad I made it on. And I just went to Mr. Landingham's page and friended him so I can find out what the big deal is all about. Because he sounds very interested. And anybody that supports you, I can put myself behind them and support them also.
I know he appreciates that, and that's the truth, and we appreciate you. Please feel free to hold a line, and thank you.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. You know something? All I know is that when you do use the network and you call in and you speak, you never know who's going to end up supporting you. I'm going to go to this EMAX production, the 3342 label featuring Kilroy as well as EMAX. Call in and speak. You know what you're listening to. Kind of makes sense, I think.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog talk radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line.
D-Max in his prime, Cure and can rhyme, read between the lines, black by design, tell the truth in time, here to drop a dime, keep me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower, from Ukraine to my lane, White House know it, see something, say something, the motto, part two of the phrase, streets always know, for people found dead, inside a house, 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out,
lyrics,
killers on the block, this is real deep, be a whistleblower, get them off the street, call in and speak with the man in the street, call in and speak, I'm the man in the street, call in and speak with the man in the street, call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling his feet, I'm the man in the street. Calling his feet, with the man in the street. Calling his feet, I'm the man in the street.
And it was very interesting. You had the Building Opportunity in the American City, the City Club of Cleveland, Helping Democracy Thrive. Jerron K. Smith, Deputy Assistant to the President, Office of American Innovation, the White House. Cleveland native Jerron K. Smith, who's one of the White House highest ranking African American staffers, who played a key role in developing President Donald Trump's policies aimed at helping urban African Americans, including efforts to stimulate economic growth and opportunity zones, reform the criminal justice system, and provide aid to the nation's historically black colleges and universities, HBCUs. As he came through to talk about certain things that he would like to see done. Now, you know, I got a chance with many others to have breakfast at the Western Reserve with pastors and others just to see what he was talking about. It was good to see people who were invited, such as EP of Voice of Radio, Most Electrifying from East West Street, Joseph Motley Jr., Ernest L. Smith, East Cleveland City Council Vice President, invited by General Donald Walker Brown. And it was also interesting because Jerron K. Smith was awarded a plaque courtesy of Inner City Republican Movement and Cleveland Council's Kevin Conwell. And then there was a special dinner later on with private reception in Cleveland Heights with Brother Art McCoy Radio, Al Porter Man in the Streets, Queens Court Radio, and many others were guests to just get to know and talk to him and see where his head might be. Definitely, maybe he'll be able to get, I will say, President Trump to possibly do the right thing. I will say that it was also interesting because there were a lot of people who saw that they had a $25,000 cash giveaway at the Galleria building where they honored people like Bashir Jones, who was out of town, Geraldo Rivera, Jerron K. Smith, Pam Arce, music by DJ Ellery, and it was very interesting with event host Kareem Lanier. My thing is, since it was a money giveaway, some people are hollering about, hey, now I know some people went and won money, but for those people who just think, oh, man, this shouldn't have happened, they're changing the vote and they're buying the vote, hey, even if the Republicans gave out that money, there are a lot of people who want the money who still aren't going to vote Republican. They just aren't. But at least they might be mindful that instead of picking a person by party, they will go ahead and, I will say, pick a person who is quite possibly qualified to at least be able to do certain things. My thing is that as I look at everything that happened, I think Angela Davis from Black Lives Matter Cleveland had the best response when she said, since our Democratic leaders angry at the Republican Party hosting a money giveaway event to help people out during the holiday season. I challenge the Democratic Party to do the same. Here's the rules. Do the same thing that was given out there. Now, with that being said, I could see her being able to say that. What I will do is start this particular thing off and lower it eventually for the simple fact that it's good to have sometimes background music. I do believe the Black Life track from Baldhead Fred or Fred G, but I think Angela Davis said it best when she said, since the Democratic leaders are angry at the Republican Party hosting a money giveaway event to help people out during the holiday season, I challenge the Democratic Party to do the same. Here's the rules. The same as there. 40 people get $300, 10 people get $400, and 2 people get $1,000. Let's see if the Democrats will do the same thing. We're watching and waiting. And my thing is, you know, it was said by a couple of phone callers earlier, sometimes it's not so much the person doing something. It can be considered what your party's doing, because we have a problem, Houston, on both sides. You know, I'm a conservative person who feels like President Donald Trump has not lived up to, quote-unquote, the moral Christian values of the Republican Party. That's my personal belief. On the flip side, there are a lot of Democrats out there, council people and others from City Hall, give you all those gift certificates, gift cards, or a ham or a turkey during Christmas season. And there's still a problem at the county jail. Wait, there's still a problem for certain city council people not doing you right. So there's a problem, Houston. Then again, I don't know if gutting city council, removing members, is the answer, because if you take them from out of 17 to 9, if the people in those wards can't contact their councilman already to help them, then how will they be able to, I'll say, contact the councilman to do the right thing now? It looks like the votes will definitely go up for grabs with the people who really have the money, such as the Cleveland Clinics, the Case Western Reserve Universities, certain sports team owners and others. So that's the dangerous thing that we need to look at. Where will the accountability be? But I'm talking too much. I'll get myself into trouble. I'm not trying to get myself banned in the city again. So with that being said, let's go out with Baldhead Fred in this song. Respect you all. Peace.
I'm protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you. Protecting my black line. I ain't trying to get shot by you.
And the cook-up, Matt Lotz, going away party edition. He's going into the reserves for a year. Shout out to brother Matt Lotz, going away edition. The cook-up, producer and artist showcase hosted by BKA Watts, DJ Coco Z, December 21st, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time at the Captive 8, 2049 East 8th, Cleveland, Ohio, 44114. Looks like I should have some giveaways of these for tomorrow's radio program. I will definitely the Hip Hop Workshop radio show on voiceofradio.com. Thank you for rocking with me. Pray for each other. And then do yourselves a favor. Enjoy life, like my last caller said. Peace.